Lawmakers debated whether to make local school board races partisan. A House committee easily advanced a billion-dollar tax cut, and the governor delivered his state of the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Proposed legislation would require school board candidates to declare a political party. The bill's author, Republican J.D. Prescott, says he thinks it will give voters more insight into a candidate's beliefs. Nearly 24 people testified in a House committee on the bill, all of them opposed. They worry it will limit qualified candidates' interest in and access to school board races. The House Ways and Means Committee advanced legislation that includes a mix of business, utility, and individual income tax cuts that will eventually cost the state more than $1 billion a year in revenue. The bill comes as Indiana government recently posted a $4 billion budget surplus. Republicans also rejected every proposal Democrats made for the bill, including a child care tax credit and an increased renter's deduction. And Governor Eric Holcomb delivered his sixth State of the State address. He used it to pitch his recently unveiled 2022 agenda, highlighted by a proposed business tax cut. The speech didn't include any new or surprising information. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.